Not too long ago, we started a segment called Textual Healing. It's Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. Basically, we came up with the idea, tried it a few times, and then our dumb company heard it. Mm-hmm. They're always hearing things that we do.
I don't know how.
So stupid.
That's kind of what their job is to do.
Anyway, they came back and they said this. They said, hey, Jorben? Jubal.
Yeah.
It's been the same for a long time. Yeah, okay, you do the morning thing. Yes, I do. And then they said, we heard your new segment, Textual Healing, and loves it.
Good.
But
one small problem.
Oh, no.
You can't do it.
What?
Did some research, and apparently some guy back in 1998 said the phrase textual healing once over ham radio, and technically he has the rights to that name. So,
are you serious?
Yeah.
Really?
It's just too risky, and we don't want to put the company in any legal danger.
Oh,
so
man,
if you want to do that segment, you're going to have to fix it, okay? All right, have a good day.
Oh, no.
So,
basically, they're requesting that we have to completely change the title.
Ah, so dumb.
Even though we haven't heard any complaints or any threats of litigation.
Lawsuits, yeah.
Gosh.
They're so scared.
So, instead of trying to talk some sense into the corporate suits,
mm-hmm.
I thought we could maybe try to come up with a better title.
Ooh.
I like
better
title. I'm already on board for title.
Yeah, I thought we'd come up with a better title. At first, we took a look at the easy ones. Instead of textual healing, we considered textual feelings.
Mm. Yeah, but we could still do this. Okay.
No.
Yeah. Well, that's all right.
Yeah, tell us how you really feel.
Textual dealings.
I like feelings better.
That's a no.
Okay.
Or textual squealings. I kind of like that one.
Ooh, it doesn't make that's, sense. But...
No, but it could lead to a different type
Sounds
of text
nice.
Messages that we're supposed to be sending.
So nothing quite fit right. Then I just threw it in young Jeffrey's lap and said, here, you deal with this.
Oh.
Before
oh,
I kissed him. And then, last part wasn't supposed to be in there. Anyway, he came up with something, and I'm not sure it will work, but I'll play it for you and see what you think. Here we go.
Okay.
Text and feeling. Text and feeling. Text and feeling. Now it's gone. So I don't know. You've lost that texting feeling. Sounds kind of wordy and clunky.
But well, can't we just call it texting feelings?
Textual?
We did.
How about textual therapy? Texting therapy.
Who knows? We might just have to switch back to textual healing and get yelled at. But whatever it's called, that segment with the text thing is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. Textual healing, textual. If you've never heard this segment before, it's Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's our new segment called Textual Healing.
Yes.
And basically, it's a way to help out our listeners who have an issue in the text department. Maybe they aren't good at texting, or maybe the situation is uncomfortable and they aren't sure what to text somebody. Whatever it is, we'll help them out. And when I say we, I mean everybody on the show, including young Jeffrey.
Yay! Yeah,
who
love it when Jeff's
is
here.
Proving to be the most helpful out of all of
he
us.
He really is.
Yeah.
I had no idea his texting game was so good, especially since every time I text him, he never texts me back.
I'm sorry.
That's part of the game,
Your game is very good.
It's working. He's still texting
it's working.
You.
Yeah.
So, coming back.
You got to him.
Who is today's honored guest that needs some tender textual healing? Her name is Jasmine. Jasmine, what's up? Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, for your email, and thanks for being a bad texter. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to talk to you.
Yes, I suck at texting.
All right.
I'm hoping you guys can help me out. This is why I'm single. I don't know.
Tell us a little bit about the situation you're dealing with, and then we'll see if we can heal you textually.
Okay. So, basically, about a week ago, I was at work, and this hot guy came in and actually started talking about health insurance. And
hold on. You work in insurance, right?
No, I work in corporate, but somebody was coming in about health insurance, like talking about health insurance plans.
Like where they have those people come in and tell you what the plans mean and what you want to sign up for or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So he was like giving all these details and like, I'm totally not listening and dying to like, talk to him.
You didn't mean talk there, did you, at all?
I didn't, but yeah. trying to keep it clean. So basically at the end of his little presentation, he basically gave out business cards to myself and my colleagues and was like, hey, if you guys have any questions or concerns, throw me a text.
Oh, okay.
And he left. And so I took the card. I kind of feel like an idiot. I didn't look at his finger. I didn't see if he's married or not.
So you know nothing about this guy at all?
I know he works in health insurance, and I know he's hot. And okay. That's all I know. And I know his number.
So wait, you want to text him and ask him out?
Totally. That's okay. Exactly. Ooh. What I want to do. Yeah. So, and I don't know where to start or what to say. It's such an awkward situation.
Did you have any conversations with him at all?
I tried to talk to him, but I couldn't. I mean, so many people were asking questions about health insurance, and I mean, it was nothing personal, but he was answering a lot of other people's questions, so I didn't get close to him.
You're like, shut up about the PPOs already. Yeah. I just want to know if you're single.
Yeah, she's like, well, if I'm single, am I eligible? Wait, are you?
So
yeah.
I'm guessing your first text to him probably needs to not be asking him out straight up. You probably want to play it off like you're asking a question about the healthcare first, right?
Really?
No, her first text needs to be defining who she is, because he may not even
That's true, because he probably does a lot of these.
Her. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I mean, we've gone to these. There's always tons of people.
Like, yeah. Remember me? I'm the sexy brunette in the corner that you gave your number to.
No, don't be thirsty.
Yeah. That's a good point, though. That is probably what you should do, because I'm sure he has a lot of these meetings all the time and hands his business card out to a lot of people. So you want
I almost want to send him a picture of me, like be like, hi, this is what I look like. This, remember me?
Oh, I got an idea for a picture that might get you a date.
No.
Might be too soon
date.
For that, though.
Send a picture of yourself with your face in it and ask about, like, is this thing on my neck covered under some sort of plan?
Yeah.
I like the picture, Jeffrey. I don't like this thing on my neck.
I'm just trying to keep it in healthcare and kind of flirty.
A picture of yourself and saying, hey, I need some clarification on birth control because I don't use it.
Why would someone want to date someone that doesn't use birth control?
I don't know. Maybe he's into that.
But it's just bringing it up, huh?
He's into babies.
I don't know. That's not me. Just yet. I think maybe the picture, like maybe we wait on the picture. Like we just start out saying like, hi, I'm so-and-so. This is where we met. Like what?
I kind of think a picture is a good idea, because you could say, like, I know you meet a lot of people. This is me. And send, like, the cutest picture you have.
But if that's the first thing he gets, he's going to be like, whoa, why is this lady sending pictures? I think
you explain it. She explains it.
What if he's married and his wife sees it or girlfriend?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think you don't start with the picture. I think the picture comes, but not right off the bat. I think you say, hey, it's Jasmine from whatever business you work at. Mm-hmm. Great presentation.
I have a question.
Yeah. I have a question.
Winky face.
There you go. Or a smiley face.
Yes.
Yeah, smiley. You don't want to do winky too soon.
Sorry, I'm getting so excited. Yeah.
I think that's a good idea, though. No, like a smiley face.
Okay, I'm going to do this while you're here. So just
I hope
bear
so.
With me. I'm nervous.
The segment would be really bad if you just hung up after
that.
We'll
call you tomorrow.
That's true. Okay. All right, let me text him and see what happens. Okay, hey, it's Jasmine. We met last week when you came to the office talking about healthcare. I have a question.
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah. Just maybe random.
I like the compliment, though. Brooke also brought up, like, nice presentation.
Yeah.
I like complimenting him. Like,
yeah.
Great presentation. Idea. Thank you. I have a question.
There you go.
You make insurance sexy.
No, stop.
Oh, okay. So, hey, it's Jasmine. We met last week when you came to the office talking about healthcare. You gave a great presentation. I have a question for you, ... smiley face.
And then if he writes back, I'm married, leave me alone, then...
Then you have to go hard.
Yeah.
Then you have to pull out all the stops.
Okay.
All right. Well, so you sent it? You did send it.
I sent it.
Okay. Cool. Well, hang on 1 second. We'll play a song, and we'll come back, and we'll see if we get a response in that time, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hang on. Textual healing, textual healing. Right in the middle of textual healing, our new segment where we help people who are bad at texting. And on the phone with us right now is Jasmine. She was trying to figure out how to text a dude that came into her work the other day to tell them about their health benefits. She thought he was cute. He gave everybody his business card and said, shoot me a text if you have any questions. And she has a question that has nothing to do with health benefits for now until she gets pregnant, and then she might have questions. But she wanted to figure out how to text him to ask him out, and so far she sent him one text. Jasmine, read exactly what you said off your phone.
Sure. I said, "Hey, it's Jasmine. We met last when you came to the office talking about healthcare. You gave a great presentation. I have a question for you. ... Smiley face."
Ooh. Okay,
love
that's
it.
Good.
And do you have a response yet?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yes. God.
Okay.
Because the problem with this guy, too, is you know nothing about him. You don't know if he's single. You don't know if he's married. What did he say?
He said, "Oh, thanks for the compliment, Jasmine! ! How can I help you?"
Well,
okay.
He's coming on to you now.
No.
Yeah, he left it open for anything you want to do now.
Really
so earlier we had discussed sending him a picture, a cute picture of you, to remind him who you were and sort of also throw yourself out there. Do you still want to send him a picture?
I mean, he knows my name now. Maybe I why not? I mean, what do you guys think? I guess it would be okay.
We're always trying like vague ways to do it. What if we just got straight into asking if he's single? Instead of trying to play tricks with him, just
that's
you could text
idea.
Him. You could say, "My question is, are you single?"
No,
and then send a picture,
and then say "LOL." That way, if he texts back, while that's inappropriate, you're like, "I was kidding." LOL always eases anything.
Yeah, it does make it softer.
If I do LOL, he's not going to know I'm serious. Like, it's going to be he doesn't have to watch me, right?
If he's single, he will tell you.
He'll say, "Yeah, I'm single." LOL.
If he's single, he already thinks you're into him because you texted him no matter what.
Yeah, guys respond well to when you're direct and upfront. It like takes them back and it like makes them really honest.
Okay, so. Let's do it. My question is, are you single?
And send a picture. Do you have a picture in mind you already want to send?
Wait, we're attaching a photo to
you?
Yes. No,
that's even more flirty, though.
It is.
Yeah, just,
he needs to know what he's agreeing to here, too.
Yeah.
Wait for the picture until you hear if he's single or not.
No, you put it all on the line right now, Brooke. You got to put it up front. Take him off guard. Don't let him compose himself with reasons to say no.
If he's married and he comes into the freaking place of work next time to give his presentation, he'll remember exactly who Jasmine the freak is.
If he likes the picture enough, he'll be single.
Yeah.
No, you can't. What kind of picture do you want her to send?
Just a nice picture.
If he likes her, he's going to go look her up anyway, her picture, so I guess.
No picture. I do not agree with the picture.
I'm in the middle. I don't know.
You know what? I think I'm just going to send him the picture. No, you guys are making good points. I know, but you guys are making good points. Get to the point. And to be honest, I mean, I think if he sees my picture, I mean, I'm cute, you know, maybe he'll be more apt to be straight with me back.
Well, and
tell me what he thinks.
I'm not totally for this, but I will say, in case there's an Uggo Jasmine that's been in one of his presentations, he won't get you mixed up with that girl.
See?
Well, okay, I'm like, now I'm antsy. I'm going to text him.
You should be antsy. I love this.
Okay. All right, I'm texting him right now. My question is, are you single? LOL.
Yes.
And then attaching a photo.
Boom.
Which I'm going to send a photo from, like, the waist up. It's conservative, but still sexy, not showing too much.
Okay.
Yeah, your LinkedIn profile picture.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
Okay. Let me get it real quick. Hold on.
Oh, I love this. Direct is good. I like this line.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sending it. Sorry. I'm sweating right now.
Oh, my God.
So if he texts back that he is single, then good. We can text him some more. If he texts back that he's not single, do you still want to try to get a date with him?
No.
Like, try to, like, win him over?
Oh, dude.
Jasmine, don't be that girl.
I don't want to be part of that. Just be like...
Oh, you have four kids? Well, guess what? They don't need a father.
Yeah. Get yours, Jasmine.
He has the, like, red thing, like, where it tells you if he read it, and he just read it. So
sweet.
Well, okay. Who has that? Why would anyone put a red notification on there?
No,
some people, like, it says they read the message.
I know. I take that off so people don't know when I read my stuff.
Maybe it's not good with technology, Brooke.
Dots. What's that, Jasmine?
I'm seeing dots.
Oh, sweet. Okay. iMessage.
Hold on. He wrote back kind of.
Kind of.
That means he's in a relationship, but he's open because you're cute.
Or he's dating someone, but they're not official.
Yeah. Which still leaves the door open for you.
Maybe that's your question. What kind of?
No, now she's grilling him. You can't be like grilling him about his relationships. Now you have to start to be flirty with him.
Yeah.
Now you have to be like, "Oh, kind of. Well, I kind of wanted to hang out with you."
Yeah, I like using his words,
kind of. Jeffrey, that was good. I feel like Jeffrey's going to get a date with him.
Guys, I'm not coming off as like a slut, right? Like, I'm not coming out too forward, am I?
No.
No.
You're being flirty.
Do you want to?
You're coming off as a direct, confident woman.
Okay, because if you wanted to, we could probably help you do that. Yeah. But
we didn't see the picture that you sent, though, yeah. So maybe.
Guys!
Who knows, Jasmine?
Okay, so I said, oh, damn, dash. Well, I kind of wanted to hang out, but if that's not an option, ...
Oh, yeah,
I like that.
That's good.
Oh, I like that open end.
Yeah.
That makes it, puts him, he has to respond.
God, we're a good team.
Right. He's definitely paying attention now. Hopefully he texts back quick.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I'm literally, okay, send.
Nice. What's the thing that will make you not go out with him? If he says divorced, but they're still technically together, that kind of thing? Or you don't really care? You just want to go out with him no matter what?
I'm not really into being a home wrecker. So, I mean, if he's seeing somebody or with somebody, I kind of don't want to deal with that. I mean, if he's like on the market and like just got divorced or out of a relationship, I'm down to like explore, but.
Good. You have a line. That's
yeah, wait,
good.
Wait. I'm sorry, guys. He's like texting back.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh. Okay. I don't know what this means.
What?
What did he say?
It's kind of a complicated situation. Tough to explain over text. What does that mean?
That means he wants to hang out with you.
Yeah. Take it.
Like, it does mean he wants to get together and explain exactly what kind of single means.
What is his situation?
Yeah.
Who cares, guys? He wants to hang out with me.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to get your answer. You'll get your answer that way.
Now, whatever you do when you hang out with him, don't drink too much until you find out what his single status actually is.
Could I just, like, I don't know, could I just ask him out anyway or, like, throw, like, a lunch date or something?
Who
out
wants
there?
A sober day date? If she's nobody well, wants a sober day date,
we don't know
date,
that this
Jeffrey.
Is a date. Maybe he's in a relationship. Maybe it shouldn't be drinks.
Maybe it should
if
be
If he's
lunch.
In a relationship, it doesn't take drinks to explain it.
You could ask him if he wants to go to an escape room.
What?
Whoa!
I hear those are
too
fun.
Forward.
Too much? Okay.
Oh, then you want to go to mini golf afterwards?
Or what about brunch? Brunch has drinks
involved
in it.
Idea. Yeah, brunch is sexy.
And it's on the weekend most of the time.
And if you don't like his answer about the single thing, then you could ditch him before it's like noon and you're good.
And
you have the rest of the day, do whatever you want.
If he's in a relationship or married, he's not going to have brunch. It, like, that won't be available to him.
Yeah, he'll be having brunch with his girlfriend.
Okay, so I should ask. I would just say you want to link up for brunch.
Yeah, or what if you just texted
just say,
brunch with a question mark? Brunch?
Oh,
yes.
Brunch?
Yeah. And then a little mimosa.
Yeah,
emoji.
Yeah, mimosa emoji. Okay. Yeah, you're getting it, Brooke.
All right.
You're learning.
Emoji.
Duh, I'm good at this. God, just because I'm married doesn't put me off the market of being able to text other people.
Well, emojis weren't invented when you were dating.
Shut up! That is not true!
Okay, so did you text him the brunch thing?
Yeah, and he's going to think I'm crazy because I keep putting, like, he probably sees ... and then it's going away because I keep seeing it.
Oh, yeah. Typing, deleting, typing, deleting, typing, deleting, typing, deleting, and then all you sent was one
brunch.
Word.
Yeah. Little does he know.
Right.
Little does he know. Okay. All right, he read it.
Sweet.
What happens?
I cannot believe he has that on there.
I know, read receipts are weird. I never put those
so
on. I don't want
weird.
People knowing when I've read
I have
something.
Them on. I
yeah,
need, I
and then
turn
how
off.
Do you make up an yes, of course you can turn them off. And then how do you make up an excuse like, oh my God, I just saw your text.
Yeah.
I'm just responding.
When you ignore somebody and you need to try to
yes.
lie to them like you actually wanted to respond, it makes
Duh.
It so much more difficult.
You guys are shady. Just leave it on. Tell the truth.
No way. Oh, what's
I'm
that? I'm
getting
sorry.
A response.
Okay.
Oh my God.
What
did he say to brunch? Sounds like a good laugh.
What? Oh my God! Did you get it? That sounds like a junk pick. Oh my God!
I don't even know what to say. Wait, sounds great. G2G, gotta go. He's home.
What did you say? Who's home?
He, like.
He's home.
He, not she. He. So what am I missing here? What's I don't
Can
know.
Wait, hold on.
Who's he?
Oh, like his roommate?
He said, "Sounds great. Gotta go." He's home.
Oh, someone just got home. It could be his roommate or like his boyfriend. Like he could like
preference
here.
What does this mean? What does this mean? Is this why is it? Is this why?
Okay, wait, hold up. Are you out if he's bi?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not out if he's bi.
It's
but are you out?
Like...
Are you out if he's cheating on his boyfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Ooh, this got more complicated somehow.
Well, at least we found out. Sort of, maybe what kind of single means?
And
I don't know.
She got a date.
Wait. Huh.
Yeah.
He just texted me back one more time.
Wait.
I didn't text him.
He texted twice in a row.
I swear to God, I did not text him. And he put asterisk roommate.
Oh.
Oh, so by he means his roommate.
He's a curious one. He's a curious one. I don't know.
I'm just
we think he might be curious,
but
we're not totally sure if he's curious.
Damn it, I walked right into that.
Well, keep us updated and just
absolutely
email us after you guys have brunch.
Could you do brunch soon? That's my only request, because I don't want to wait that long to find out what is going to happen.
Brooke needs the gossip now.
Yeah. I need to know who he is. I still don't believe the roommate thing. Smooth at 92.5.